We have a message prepared, and it's not really that long, but if you can bear with me, I think it's an important message that we need to hear, because we all walk with God. I love that scripture in the Old Testament where Enoch was walking with God, and then he was no more. So he was basically lifted up and ascension to God. We don't know what happened to Moses. We don't know where his grave is. So we think, seeing he was walking with God all those years, he probably was lifted up into heaven. But my question for all of us this morning is spirit awareness. Spirit awareness. Do we have a spirit of awareness meter? I like that commercial on television where we put the two fingers down and get an EKG. But what about us? What is our spirit awareness? See, the thing about the Holy Spirit, you can't see him. But you know when the Spirit of Christ surrounds you. And maybe you had an experience in your life in which you could feel Christ walking with you. I know I have, and I know many of you have. And maybe in times like these at Pentecost that we become aware of the Holy Spirit's presence more than we do when we're just going shopping or mowing the grass or walking the dog. Or maybe you're maybe like a lot of the folks who can feel the Spirit with you no matter where you are and no matter what you're doing. I know the Holy Spirit has saved my tail many times. Especially the older I get, I'm driving and I like to look around. And then I turn around and, oh, just in time, the Holy Spirit kind of pulled me back. So spirit awareness is very important. Now, I haven't been around a lot of blind people. Have you been around a lot of blind people? Anybody? No. In the Emmaus group, we have and I won't mention her last name, but some of you that's been to Emmaus know who she is, and that's Linda. Very, very special person, and I didn't know sometime earlier when we were communicating back and forth by email before I really met her, I had no clue she was blind. I was shocked when I met her, because, and she still teaches, I think, at Florida State. She's still teaching, too. But then she had the little white cane, you know, and once in a while you'll see her with her spirit or her guide dog, which is like the spirit. And it's just amazing, and it fascinated me. And I was just thinking about now we're getting these dogs, the emotion dog, what do you call them? Service dogs. But the seeing eye dog is a very, very special kind of dog. There's an organization called the Seeing Eye Incorporated. It's a nonprofit mission to enhance the independence, the dignity, and the self-confidence of people who are blind through the use of specially trained seeing eye dogs. They raise these little puppies from the beginning and train them to become seeing eye dogs. But more important, I found it interesting, that they also have to train the blind person. And these, to be able to handle them, to be able to proper care of the dogs. And having a seeing eye dog is just not about a dog facilitating a human need. It's about cultivating a very, very special and meaningful close relationship between human and canine. Over the last many years, there's been a lot of people's lives enriched. On the company's website, the management currently explains that they have partnered so far with 17,000 seeing eye dogs and teams throughout North America. John Bauer, one of the company's graduation from he's blind and with the seeing eye dog, he describes that the seeing eye dog beside him is like having a pair of wings. His dog is both companion and guide. He says that not only does the dog enable him to live fulfilling a wonderful life, walking wherever he would like to go, public places, experiencing events and people, but having these dogs kind of increase the relationship and they become socialized. The relationship has increased his social life, he said, and ultimately his physiological health also. Those who have either seeing eye dogs or other emotional support animals walk through sometimes a terrifying world blind. But now they have a guide to walk with them and beside them. we also have a guy who walks with us and beside us. And in the Greek, it's called the parakletos. Paraclete? No, not paraclete. The Greek word for advocate, supporter, intercessor, guide. This is used in the scriptures today for the Holy Spirit. And the etymology of that word is parakletos, one that meant walk alongside. So our spiritual eyes is our defender and our advocate. Our spirit and our emotional support system, our Christ as our companion in the world, and the paraclete help us to navigate the world while staying spiritually and emotionally sound. Jesus knew that we were going to walk crippled through this world, that most of the time we are blinded by thousands of distractions that keep us from staying on the right path that leads us to the kingdom of heaven. Just as Jesus' disciples worried when he was going to leave them because they felt lost without him, without guidance, without the sense of mission, without the compass or doing right or wrong, without a strategy, without a goal, without no future, Jesus assured them that an advocate would come who would walk beside them just as he had when he was here on this earth, and we are experiencing that gift of the Holy Spirit even today. Because Jesus knows that it is not good for us to be alone. Without him, we can do nothing. With him, we can do anything. You can see that in John chapter 15, also in a very famous scripture of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the Holy Spirit enriches our lives and leads us when we're feeling lost, enlightens us when we can't see the truth, and guides us in the right path and comforts us. Because when things go awry, it's like having a seeing eye dog. Jesus did not just send a helper, but he sent a relationship. He sent himself in the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the form of the Holy Spirit, Jesus remains with us, walks with us, talks with us, joins us in life's journey from the beginning to the end. What did he say? I will be with you even to the end of the age. Jesus was God's Son and sacrifice, our wake-up call and our transfiguring catalyst. But the Holy Spirit is God's support system. So to walk with God or to have God beside us is one of the oldest phrases in Scripture, signaling someone's relationship with God. We have a personal relationship with God through Christ, signified by the love of the Holy Spirit that lives within each and every one of us. If you invite him in, it's a wonderful relationship, but you got to ask him to be a part of your life, that you want him to be a part of your life. It's just like taking Jesus. You don't get him in pieces. You get God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit when you accept Christ into your life. God knows and dwells with us in our walk. And you know people that are filled with the Holy Spirit because you can see it in their talk, you can feel it in their demeanor, and you can also feel it for the love of others. Their sense of security and calmness in the face of danger, their kindness and their gentleness on the lives of the patriarch, many who came after and walked with God. They not only live a good life, but they're consistently aware of their relationship with God. I find that in this church. That's the only reason this church has been able to be here in ministry since 1837. Now, sometimes it gets kind of quenched and different things, but the Spirit of the living God is in this church and with its people. Your lives are focused on that awareness, and you allow God to guide you. You see, in the early church, it would be founded in the same way. Those came out of the Pentecostal experience, which the Holy Spirit touched down upon them in a dynamic and powerful way. They emerged new people, a person animated to share the gospel, excited about what the world could become. They were charged up and they became change makers, assured what they were meant to be and do when God blessed them with the Holy Spirit. So with the Holy Spirit as their guide, they would go out and change the world as they knew it, and we are called to keep that mission alive. That's what the word gospel means. It means go. Fill the people with God's love. Share it. Support them. Because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of truth is our advocate and our guide and has been sent to each and every one of us. Advocate on our behalf. Leading us into the future, proclaiming Christ is risen. Calling for repentance and granting forgiveness to all of God's people where they reside. You see, to be an apostle of Christ is to be a traveler. Not to be in our homes or buildings or behind closed doors, but to travel on the roads and the byways of life with the Holy Spirit at our side. Our eyes, our ears, our compass in the world so that we can be redeemed. The Holy Spirit comes to us not just for our sake, but for the sake of the world that God loves so much. The world and the people of God are created, and He called it good. We need to get over this stuff with this racism stuff. You know, God created all the races in Genesis 1, and then he said, it is good. And if it's good for God, it should be good for the rest of us. The world and the people of God redeemed by sending His only Son to be put to death by the same people He came to save. The world and the people, never give up on them. The world and the people that include you and I and everyone we come in contact with, and even those that you don't. The world and the people of God will never stop trying to save, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, no matter even what the moment of truth has come upon their life. God never gives up on God's people. So I close with this. This holy Pentecost Sunday, I pray that you may feel the power of the Holy Spirit around you and within you and beside you. And may you open your hearts and your life and allow Christ to guide you in your being and in your living. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, go and be with you for now and forevermore. God said, amen. If I rushed through it, I didn't mean to, but I hope and pray that you received the message that God had for you today on this Pentecost Sunday.